Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In the last FMM, we discussed the cleaning of the inner Mizbeach to get it ready for the Ketores. And while that was happening, another Avodah happens as well, cleaning and preparing the menorah. That Avodah is called Hatavas Haneros. For today's FMM, and really for every FMM, we will follow the opinion of the Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, unless otherwise mentioned. And the Rambam says that Hatavas Haneros is cleaning the lamps of the menorah, changing its wicks, and relighting the menorah. Other Rishonim have a slightly different understanding of what Hatavas Haneros is, but we won't go into that now. We'll explain Hatavas Haneros according to the Rambam. To perform Hatavas Haneros, the Kohen carries a special kli with him called a kuz. It's a large pitcher made of gold, and he also took melkachayim, golden tweezers or golden tongs, and he also had machtos, small golden pans or golden shovels, and he takes these kelim, and he goes into the Beis HaMikdash, and he approaches the menorah. The menorah has 7 lamps, and it's 18 tefachim tall, and which, depending on the opinion that you follow, is a little under 5 feet tall or a little over 5.5 feet tall. And the Kohen needs to get up and he has to look over the top of the menorah into the lamps in order to be able to see what he was doing when setting up the menorah. And so to do that, there are 3 marble steps in front of the menorah. And the Kohen takes the golden kuz and the golden tongs and the golden little shovel and he goes up those marble stairs and he begins cleaning out the ashes from yesterday and the oil and he changes the oil and old wicks from the lamps of the menorah. The Gemara in Maseches Yoma Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis learns from Psukim in Parshas Tetzaveh that the Kohen does not clean all 7 of the menorah lamps at once. It has to happen in 2 stages. First, 5 lamps, and then later the remaining 2 lamps. And the Gemara there says that the reason we break up the cleaning of the menorah into 2 parts is so that everyone standing in the Azara would sense that it's a big deal, a special thing, something special is going on. Fixing up the menorah is a huge element of the daily avodah. It's performed every single day, every single weekday, every single Shabbos, every Yontif, even Yom Kippur. Every single day, even if the majority of Klal Yisrael are tamei. So the lighting of the menorah was done in 2 parts, 2 stages, so that people would take notice. And what should they notice? So there's many, many things to say here, and we'll discuss the menorah in a separate FMM in the future, God willing, when we discuss the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. But for this brief FMM, perhaps we can point out the following. Throughout Chazal and throughout later Torah literature, the menorah represents the light of Torah, the wisdom of Torah, enlightening the world with the wisdom of Torah. And by the Kohen not lighting the menorah in one step, perhaps one can suggest that we take note and we internalize the fact that the wisdom of Torah cannot be acquired in one stage, in one step. It takes time, it takes patience. It's a powerful message, and there's much more to say, but we will leave it at that for this FMM. So the Kohen cleans out the ashes of 5 lamps, he replaces the oil, he replaces the wicks, he relights the menorah, and all of the ashes and all of the old wicks are placed in the kuz, and the kuz is placed on the marble stairs in front of the menorah, and then the Kohen leaves. And later, after several avodos in the morning take place, the Kohen comes back into the Beis HaMikdash, to the menorah. He cleans and relights the remaining 2 lamps of the menorah, and then he takes the kuz with him, he bows on the floor, and he leaves. And as mentioned in the last FMM, the Kohen now takes the ashes and refuse from the menorah that he just put into the kuz, and he goes together with the Kohen who cleaned the inner Mizbeach, and the 2 of them together place the ashes that they just cleaned out from the inner Mizbeach and from the menorah. They place those ashes next to the ramp of the outer Mizbeach. One final idea for now about lighting the menorah. The first lamp that the Kohen fixes, the first lamp that the Mishnah calls and the Gemara calls the western lamp, this lamp must be lit from the Eish Tamid, from the outer Mizbeach, which we've discussed in a previous FMM. However, other than that lamp, all other lamps of the menorah are lit from other lamps. They're not lit from a match or anything like that. And this too is very symbolic. And this too has a message for all of us, as everything in the Beis HaMikdash does. The enlightening wisdom of Torah is beautiful and it's critical, and it applies to everything we do to every single day, even new circumstances that arise over time. And our Torah, each day, like the light of the menorah, must be drawn from the Mizbeach, and it has to be drawn from other candles of the menorah. It must draw from the Mesorah and the wellsprings of previous fires. We must draw our Torah from the eternal flame of Torah, from the Eish Tamid, and from the other fires of the menorah, from fires that were lit before us. It's a powerful message about our learning and about our avoda, and also about the enlightening force and the wisdom of Torah. So that's the cleaning of the menorah and the relighting of the menorah. And next time, God willing, we'll discuss what happens next on a typical day in the Beis HaMikdash. In the meantime, have an amazing day, and Amir Tz Hashem, I will see you next time at the Mikdash.